have a sponsor? Raise your hand. Oh, all right. Everybody, attack that person. Soon as we get out of here, need sponsor. I've been asked to speak for a few minutes on sponsorship. My sobriety date is July 5th, 2001. I have a home group. I have a sponsor. My sponsor has a sponsor. I sponsor others. I don't know why I had to say all of that. Since it was in sponsorship, I felt that I needed to qualify myself. You know. But seeing so many hands not raised, I mean, this group does not need to know, not need to be reminded of the importance of sponsorship in Alcoholics Anonymous. And it's really funny because yesterday I just finished reading the pamphlet on questions and answers on sponsorship. And if you ever, you know, have any questions and answers on sponsorship, boy, that is a good pamphlet. Because there were some misconstrued, you know, ideas that I had when I first started sponsoring people. I thought that it was my job to boss people around, take their inventories every chance I got, you know. So many other things, you know. And in that pamphlet I was reading yesterday, it's like, you know, all you do is share your experience, your strength, and your hope. You share what you did. You are limited only by your experience, strength, and hope. You know, or if you don't have the experience, strength, and hope, you can help that person find someone that does have experience, strength, and hope with that particular issue that I may not. And that was very clarifying for me. Because, you know, as a sponsor, we're like, yeah, you know, I guess some new person to play with, you know. Let's see what we can mold, you know. Let me look so good, you know. This person picks up a one-year chip, I'm going to rule, you know. And he's like, I get to give up that chip, and, you know. And then if I get two people, oh, my God, you know. You know, because that is what the sober alcoholic ego, you know, will tell me, you know, as a sponsor. So it's not surprising that I really didn't have any success sponsoring anyone until I had, you know, over 5-6 years sober, you know. They all drank, you know, or they got other sponsors, pretty much what happened. But the point is, though, I stayed sober throughout all of this, and I was always willing to try to help. And thank God, you know, the sponsorship pamphlet says there's no right way, there's no wrong way, you know, within certain, very, very few boundaries of sponsorship. As long as you're focusing on passing along the message. And that is what I try to do now, you know, as a sponsor. And I have had the privilege of taking women through the steps. Every time I took someone through the steps, I relearned the steps myself. When I went through the steps with my sponsor the very first time, I'm not even sure what I was doing, you know? Only like I was like, okay, we're done step one, step two, step three. And then the first time that I had to take someone through the steps, it says that in the book, you know? Like, oh, and, you know, it's like, where do I find, you know, the fears list, you know, in the book? Because I want to look good and be like, oh, on page so-and-so, and there's the fears list, you know. That's what it says to do, and all of that. And I learned all of this through finding it for someone I was sponsoring. And now I have a book that has them all marked out. Step one, right here, you know. But those are the technical parts, you know, of sponsorship. Spiritual parts, for me, that I found in sponsorship was that the more I gave away of my experience, strength, and hope, the more was given back to me in a spiritual awakening That's the only really words I can say, spiritual awakening, a more deeper understanding of myself, my disease, and my character defects, you know. And the more I did this, the more I learned. The more I shared, the more I learned. The more I was seeking to find help with something that I didn't have experience with, the more I learned. And finally, you know, one of the promises that it says, like, you know, newcomers are the most important people in the room, any AA meeting, because AA could not continue if it was not for the newcomers. Because if we had no one to share our experience, strength, and hope with, then we have nothing left. We have nothing. We don't have anywhere left to go. We will stop existing as a group. You know, and the group as a whole would stop growing, you know. And, so you are so important, you know, to the survival of AA, as AA is so important to your survival. We need each other, the newcomer and the person with the experience. Everyone that I have ever encountered, that I have ever asked for help, has given it to me willingly. Gratefully, you know. And when I was new, I was always suspicious, you know, like, you're going to want something from me. You're only doing this because you have to do it, you know. You're going to drink if you don't help me. I know there's a catch there. That was my attitude towards it. But the longer I'm in AA and the longer I've had the opportunity to work with others, to sponsor other people, the more I realize, you know, that this, I can keep it. You know, I don't have to share this with anyone. I can go do service elsewhere. It's still service. You know, I could, you know, and still stay sober. But the sponsor and the sponsee, our relationship, the relationships that I have developed over the years, watching somebody go from crying outside a bar because they wanted to go and drink, but they called their sponsor first, to someone who is living a life beyond their wildest dreams today, and allowing me the privilege of being able to be a witness to that. I can see how my sponsor sees in me, you know, something that I could never see in myself. And she tells me, you know, I am proud of you. You're a child of God. It's because she has watched me walk through, you know, some things that I would have never thought that I could walk through. And the only reason I was reading that pamphlet yesterday was because, this is funny, I was diagnosed with breast cancer about 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Stage one, simple procedure happening next week. And I was like, you know, ready to like really feel sorry for myself. You know, I'm going to lose my hair. You know, blah blah blah. I've lost all my hair before. You know, 2 brain surgeries, all my hair was gone. So I don't know why I'm stressing losing my hair this time. And I was doing all this, and then somebody like said, "Oh yeah, I've been talking to someone. They said you used to sponsor them years ago, in here, and she's in Brazil." At a rehab, and I'm like, no, I cannot possibly sponsor anybody right now. Come on. I'm the one in need here, you know. Can't you find somebody else? You know what I mean? Like, there's somebody else. And then, that was my thought. I didn't say that. That was my thought. Like, no, I can't. Not right now. No. And then and I paused, and there was this little, like, figurative tap on my shoulder, and it was God. God was like, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. Pick up the freaking phone. You know, say yes. Say yes. So I said yes. And I was reading the sponsorship pamphlet. And I did used to sponsor her back in 2010. She remembers me. I don't remember her. But we started talking. And she was so attuned in the sense that God sent me to her because she put out an ad for a cat babysitter, and the person I'm staying with, who didn't know her, answered the ad, said, I can do it, and they got talking, so where should I bring the cat? The cat's in Gulfport. And she's like, oh, I used to know somebody in Gulfport. Did you ever know a Himalayan girl with long hair that lived in Gulfport? He's like, I think there's only one of those there. Is her name Esther? She goes, yes! So that's how we connected. And then she was wanted to ask me to sponsor her. And that's when I was like, no, I can't. I don't even remember her. And then that's when I got the she said, I don't know, God is speaking to me, this is so random, and I hate that the cat ad, and this, you know, God has sent you to me, and I'm cringing the whole time. I'm like, you know, like, please don't make it a God thing, you know. And after I talked to her, I said, okay, you know, something came over me, and I said, listen, when the next time we speak, I'm going to tell you my side of the God story, you know, how you and I met again, just when you and I needed each other the most. And it blew her mind. She can't stop sending me little hearts and loves and this and that, you know. It's like she sees I'm dying, you know. And I said, you're going to save me, you know. Like, yes, I'm going to save you. I'm going to send you all this love. And I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future, but I have had nothing but just amazing experiences. We have cleaned up dirty houses. We have cleaned up. We have picked up girls who were, you know, practically needed to be Baker-acted. We have gone to hospitals, taken people to hospitals, you know, in the middle of a hang. I mean, we have done all of those things, you know, here in AA and stuff. And out of that comes the beautiful relationship that comes from sponsorship. One person trusting another person. Everything. If you can find that one person. Please do. Thank you for letting me share.